Jesus addressed the disciples, "The kingdom of God is like a buried treasure found in a field. The ones who discovered it hid it again, and rejoicing at the discovery, went and sold all their possessions and bought that field. Or again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant's search for fine pearls. When one pearl of great value was found, the merchant went back and sold everything else and bought it. Or again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collected all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishers hauled it ashore. Then sitting down, they collected the good ones in a basket and threw away those that were of no use. This is how it will be at the end of time. Have you understood all this?" "Yes," they answered. To this, Jesus replied, "Every religious scholar who's become a student of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who can bring from the storeroom both the new and the old, the good news of salvation." Please be seated. I'm delighted to see all of you, and I'm sure Frank and Linda are overwhelmed with joy, and that's a wonderful thing. When we look at these parables together, one of the things I wanted to talk about is that this searching is an active process, meaning, you know, you might have it somewhere where it says, you know, here's the X on the treasure map. Go find it, right? But you dig and you dig and you maybe find it or you maybe don't. And the purpose isn't so much the finding, it's the digging. It's the searching. It's the fishing. It's the opening and making room and trying to find it and creating room inside yourself to find what's most valuable, to exercise what's most valuable, to choose the treasure that is not tangible and not individual. The treasure is not passive ownership. The kingdom is not static. It's dynamic and ever-changing. You can't inherit this treasure. Every generation, every person, every community must claim it and enact it and pass it on heart to heart. So what is most valuable? Love. Love in action. Finding the spark of the divine within us, within everyone, within everything. All creation is full of this divine. And so what is our purpose? Our purpose is to search for it and to get rid of anything that's in the way. It's to say, what are those things that take me off course? What are those things that take up my mind space that I need to let go of so that I can do what's truly important? So today we celebrate what's truly important. Choosing each other in long-time marriage is truly important. We have at those times, I'm sure, in your history of marriage, there's never been a time when you've been frustrated or angry with each other, correct? Yeah. You've never had a time when you've said, "What in the world am I doing with this person?" And you have had the guts, the heart, the persistence to keep going. And that's been true gift. So probably the best homily about your 50 years of marriage is right here, your family and your friends and your faith. It is in family, the children you've raised and the children they are raising. It's in friends you've gathered around you and the family you've chosen for yourself. And it's in the faith that brought you to these vows today. Your love for God who loves you. I know this celebration is your way of celebrating your 50 years together and of offering thanks to God, but I think God is probably thanking you To a doubting and skeptical world, you've shown what a long and happy marriage can look like. Tonight you will renew the vows you made to one another 50 years ago. But I think you've already renewed them and continue to every day of your lives. If there's any secret to making a marriage last, I think maybe that's it. You choose one another as a treasure. It's vowing to love and honor and care for one another, not just on that first day when there's the pretty dress and the flowers and the music, but every day when life's all flannel pajamas and a leaky roof and a car that won't start and kids that are sick. It's a promise kept and renewed every morning and every night across half a century. And what a gift it is to be able to be with you on this day. It's weathering the storms while the wind howls and the walls shake, and then you realize with a sense of blessed relief that it's not the wind, it's just the person next to you snoring. And it's loving the snoring and the quarreling and the small thousand negotiations that go on every day between you as spouses, because it reminds you that you're alive and you are loved and you choose love. So the treasure map, we find it here, actually looks more like this. This is love in action. This is love that takes endurance and commitment and a relationship and pouring out blood and life for and with one another. And that's what we do for each other in community. So I'm grateful that we are all here together. And I ask each of you to think about, what is one thing that is your treasure? And what is one thing you could release in order to seek for that treasure more deeply? Again, it's not a tangible thing, and you're going to keep digging and searching and fishing as you find that pearl of great price and that treasure. So I'm going to give you 1 minute to think about that. What is love calling you to? How might you dig deeper, search more, fish? We will lift up our prayers.